I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Relationship with them and want to know how to achieve it. Here's your host, Ivory Lanoue, renowned angel communicator.
Hello, and welcome to the Angel Room. I'm so glad you're here. I'm a spiritual counselor and angel communicator, and if you're here for insight, healing, or your next breakthrough, you belong in this room. Today we're talking about something that changes people forever, often quietly at first, and that topic is awakening with angels. What happens when you start listening? First, a quick hello to my listeners in Berlin, Germany. Thank you for supporting my podcast. I appreciate it so much. Now back to our topic. For many people, awakening does not begin with thunder and lightning. It does not begin with dramatic visions or a voice booming from the heavens. It begins with a feeling, a pull, the strange sense that life is trying to speak to you in a language that you've almost forgotten. You start noticing coincidences that feel too meaningful to dismiss. A song comes on at the exact right moment. Someone says the words you've desperately needed to hear. You think about a person you've not spoken to in years, and suddenly they call you. You begin feeling guided, even if you cannot fully explain why. One of the first things that happens when people start listening to angels is they realize how much guidance was already there. They just not slowed down enough to notice it. We live in a loud world. Most people are rushing through life overstimulated, emotionally exhausted, distracted, rushing from one obligation to the next. The inner world gets drowned out by this constant noise. But angels do not usually scream over chaos. Their guidance often arrives as impressions, nudges, intuitive feelings, repeated signs, or sudden moments of clarity that land softly but deeply. One of my intuition clients, we'll call her Ruby, had spent most of her life being very practical. She was the person everyone else leaned on. She worked long hours as a hospice nurse, raised two children, largely on her own, and carried herself with a quiet strength that made people assume she always had everything together. But inside, Ruby was exhausted, not just physically, but soul exhausted. One winter evening, after a particularly emotional week at work, Ruby sat alone in her kitchen staring out the window. She just lost a patient she had grown close to, and for the first time in years, she admitted to herself that she felt disconnected from life. Disconnected from meaning and from herself. She whispered out loud, "If there's something more, if anyone is listening, I need help." Nothing dramatic happened at first. No booming voice, no bright vision, but over the next several days, strange little moments began unfolding around Ruby. One morning, she kept seeing white feathers, not one, but several. One on the hood of her car in a parking garage, another outside the hospice entrance where there were no birds nearby. A third feather landed directly at her feet during a windy afternoon when she stood thinking about whether she should leave her career altogether. At first, Ruby brushed it off, but then came the dreams. In one dream, she stood in a field filled with golden light. A tall figure approached her, not fully human looking, yet somehow very familiar. The figure never spoke with words, but Ruby woke up hearing a sentence clearly in her mind. "You are not carrying this life alone." That sentence stayed with her all day. Then something happened that truly shook her. A patient who had been largely unresponsive for days suddenly opened his eyes while Ruby was adjusting his blankets. He looked directly at her and softly said, "The angels around you are very bright." Then he smiled and drifted back to sleep. Ruby froze. She had never told anyone about the feathers or her dream, or the strange feeling growing inside her that something unseen was trying to reach her. That moment became a turning point. Instead of dismissing her experiences, Ruby started paying attention. She began meditating for 10 minutes each morning before work. She started journaling the coincidences that kept happening, songs with lyrics answering questions she had just asked internally, random strangers saying exactly what she needed to hear. A calm feeling washing over her during moments that used to trigger panic. Over time, Ruby realized her awakening with angels was not about escaping ordinary life. It was about finally becoming fully present inside it. She became more gentle with herself, more intuitive and trusting. She stopped rushing through every moment, and she began noticing beauty again. The sunrise during her drive to work, the feeling of peace during silence, the strange timing of meaningful encounters, and perhaps most importantly, Ruby no longer felt abandoned by life. Years later, Ruby would say that her awakening did not begin with certainty. It began with exhaustion, surrender, and one honest moment where she admitted she could not keep living disconnected from her soul. That is often how awakening starts for people, not with perfection or spiritual mastery, but this quiet cry from the heart that says, "There has to be more than this." That moment cracked something open in Ruby's heart. It made her feel seen again, guided again, and supported. And that tiny opening became the beginning of an entirely different life for her. When people start listening to angels, they often become more emotionally aware. They start recognizing how many decisions they've made from fear, pressure, or conditioning. Suddenly, they cannot ignore their inner truth anymore. And that can feel both beautiful and unsettling, because awakening is not always comfortable. Sometimes angels guide you toward change before you feel ready for it. You may begin outgrowing certain relationships. You might realize the life you built no longer matches who you're becoming. You might feel more sensitive emotionally and your intuition can become stronger. You might even start needing more solitude because your nervous system is adjusting to a deeper level of awareness. The moment you start listening to your soul, your life begins reorganizing itself around truth. That's powerful, but can also feel disorienting. Many people think awakening means floating through life feeling peaceful all the time. In reality, awakening often begins with noticing where you are not at peace. Angels help illuminate what has been hidden, buried, ignored, or tolerated for too long. And strangely enough, this awakening often starts through ordinary moments, a repeated number sequence, angel numbers, a vivid dream, a feeling that someone or something unseen is comforting you during grief, a sudden knowing you can't logically explain, a near miss that leaves you shaken and grateful, a sense that you were protected. A man, we'll call him Alfie, who saw me for spiritual counseling, told me that he never believed in angels until the night he almost fell asleep at the wheel driving home from work. He said he heard a loud voice in his mind yell his name. He jerked awake immediately, saw that his car had drifted toward the median, and was able to avoid a terrible accident. What changed Alfie was not just the experience itself, it was what followed afterward. He began paying attention. He noticed how often intuition had tried to guide him before. He started feeling prompted to call people who turned out to desperately need his support. He became more compassionate, less angry, more reflective. Alfie said it felt as though life stopped being random and started becoming meaningful. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you how people often start changing in unexpected ways.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Angel Room. There's another thing that often happens when people awaken with angels. Life begins feeling more connected, more alive, more layered with meaning. You begin realizing that guidance is not always about predicting the future. Sometimes it's about helping you become more present in your own life. And when that happens, people often start changing in unexpected ways. They become kinder to themselves. They stop chasing constant external validation. They feel drawn toward healing. They begin trusting their intuition more than public opinion. They become less interested in drama and more interested in peace. It's not because they're trying to appear spiritual, but because something inside them has genuinely shifted. Angels don't awaken people into perfection. They awaken them into awareness. And awareness can change everything. One of the most moving things about this journey is that many people discover they were never as alone as they thought they were. Beneath years of struggle, disappointment, heartbreak, and fear, there was still a thread of divine support quietly running through their lives. Sometimes people ask, why would angels communicate with me? But perhaps a better question is, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't loving spiritual beings want to guide, comfort, protect, and encourage human beings who are trying to find their way through a difficult world? Listening changes people because it softens the hard edges that life creates around your heart. And once you begin listening, it can be very difficult to go back to sleeping spiritually. So here are signs that begin appearing. When people begin awakening with angels, one of the first things they often notice is that life starts feeling strangely responsive. It's almost as if the universe begins answering back. You think about a question, and suddenly the answer appears in several different places. You're struggling emotionally, and someone unexpectedly says exactly what you needed to hear. You ask for guidance before bed and wake up with unusual clarity about what to do next. Angel numbers begin appearing everywhere. Meaningful symbols repeat. Feathers show up in unlikely places. Songs arrive with lyrics that feel almost personalized. Now, are all of these signs divine? Not necessarily, but awakening changes perception. And once perception changes, life becomes filled with meaning that was previously overlooked. You don't need to become obsessed with signs. The important thing is being aware. Awareness is your doorway. Evie, not her real name, was one of my angel communicator class students. She told me that after losing her mother, she began asking for signs from her angels because she felt emotionally lost. And one morning, while she was sitting in her kitchen crying into her coffee, Evie said out loud, "If I'm not alone, please show me." Later that afternoon, she went grocery shopping, and as she reached for a carton of milk, a little girl nearby suddenly looked directly at her and said, "My grandma says angels sit with people when they cry." The child walked away immediately afterward, and Evie just stood frozen in the aisle. That moment stayed with her for years because it touched her soul in a moment when she desperately needed comfort. And often that's how angelic communication works. It meets people emotionally before it convinces them intellectually. Another thing many people experience when they begin listening is heightened intuition. You might suddenly know things before they happen, feel strongly guided to or away from certain people, sense energy more clearly, feel emotionally affected by environments that once felt neutral. You're overwhelmed by crowded places, or your body may react faster to dishonesty or tension. This can feel confusing at first because awakening increases sensitivity. And I want you to understand that sensitivity is not weakness, and that's important to remember. Many people spent years disconnecting from their intuition because they were taught to ignore it. They were taught to prioritize logic over instinct, productivity over presence, fitting in over truth. But awakening reactivates parts of the self that have been dormant. And once that intuitive connection strengthens, life begins changing in surprising ways. A spiritual friend of mine, we'll call Christopher, shared a story about repeatedly feeling prompted to take a different route home from work. He ignored the feeling several times because that alternate route was longer. But one evening, the feeling became so strong, he finally listened. Later, Christopher discovered there'd been a severe accident on his usual road at the exact time he would have been driving on it. Experiences like that deeply affect people. It isn't because they prove life is fully controlled or completely safe, but that they create an awareness that guidance may be operating constantly beneath the surface of ordinary life. Sometimes angels guide through peace. They guide through discomfort. The warning itself can feel emotional or physical. You walk into a room and immediately feel drained. Or you meet someone and your intuition quietly says, "Be careful." Or you're about to make a decision and something inside you tightens with resistance. People often ignore these feelings because they want external validation first. But awakening teaches you to trust the deeper wisdom within yourself. Angelic guidance often whispers before life starts shouting. And many people look back later realizing they were warned long before situations became painful. But awakening's not only about signs and intuition, it's also about healing. As people become more spiritually aware, unresolved emotions often rise to the surface. Old grief appears, childhood wounds emerge, patterns become impossible to ignore. Relationships built on unhealthy dynamics begin feeling unbearable. This is one reason spiritual awakening can feel emotionally intense. Angels don't bring buried pain to the surface to punish people. They bring it forward so it can finally heal. And healing rarely looks glamorous. At times it looks like crying unexpectedly in your car, finally setting a boundary, admitting that you're exhausted, or walking away from environments that diminish your spirit. One woman described her awakening as the slow collapse of everything that no longer matched her soul. That is such a powerful, accurate way to describe it, because awakening is not just gaining spiritual insight, it's becoming more authentic. And authenticity changes relationships. People who used to feel comfortable around you may become uncomfortable when you begin speaking your truth. As a matter of fact, I can almost guarantee they will. Some relationships deepen beautifully and others quietly fall away. New people often begin appearing who feel strangely familiar, supportive, calming, or aligned. And many people describe this phase as both lonely and magical at the same time. Lonely because you're changing internally in ways others may not understand. Magical because for the first time in your life, you begin feeling connected to yourself. And angels often support this process by guiding people toward exactly what they need for their next level of growth. Books seem to fall into their hands at the perfect times. Conversations shift their perspective. Unexpected opportunities appear. Moments of clarity arrive during meditation, dreams, prayer, or silence. One of my clients said his awakening truly began the day he stopped asking, "Why is this happening to me?" and started asking, "What is this trying to teach me?" That is a shift I guide my clients to make because it changes everything. Awakening with angels is not about escaping human life, but becoming more conscious within it. It's about becoming more. We're going to take another short break here, and when we come back, I will talk about the beautiful thing that happens when you awaken.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Angel Room. Here are the beautiful things that happen when you awaken. Loving, you become more loving, honest, aware, aligned, and compassionate toward yourself and others. And perhaps one of the most beautiful things that happens when people start listening is that fear slowly stops being the loudest voice in the room. This doesn't happen because your life becomes perfect, but people begin sensing that they're supported through life's imperfections. One of the biggest surprises people experience when awakening with angels is realizing that spiritual growth changes far more than their beliefs. It tends to change how they live. At first, many people think they're simply becoming more intuitive or spiritually aware, but over time they begin noticing deeper transformations happening. They're beneath the surface. Their priorities change. Things that once felt incredibly important suddenly feel empty or exhausting. The need to constantly impress others begins fading. Drama becomes less attractive. Competition loses its appeal. Many people become less interested in proving themselves and a lot more interested in protecting their peace. That shift can be difficult to explain to people around you. Friends may say, "You've changed." And the truth is, you have. Not because you became better than anyone else, but because awakening changes what your soul can comfortably tolerate. I had a spiritual counseling client we'll call Sienna, who shared that after her spiritual awakening began, she found herself unable to continue participating in the same gossip-filled social circles she'd belonged to for years. She said every conversation suddenly felt heavy and draining. At first, Sienna worried she was becoming antisocial or overly sensitive, but eventually she realized something important. Her soul was craving authenticity. Evie began spending more time alone. She started meditating, journaling, walking in nature, reading spiritual books, volunteering. Slowly, she built new friendships with people who inspired her instead of depleting her. And for the first time in her life, Evie said she felt emotionally nourished instead of emotionally exhausted. And that's something awakening often changes. People stop feeding themselves emotionally with chaos and start seeking environments that support peace, honesty, growth, and connection. Another thing that commonly happens is people begin discovering purpose in unexpected places. Sometimes awakening leads people to entirely new careers or creative paths. Other times, it transforms the way they approach the life they already have. Nurses become more compassionate. Teachers become more intuitive. Parents become more emotionally present. Artists suddenly create from a much deeper place. Awakening does not always mean changing your entire life. Not overnight, and maybe not at all. Sometimes it means bringing more soul into the life you already have. Awakening's less about becoming someone new and more about becoming who you were truly were under the conditioning. That realization tends to feel incredibly freeing. But there's another side to awakening that people don't talk about enough, the loneliness. They're moments during spiritual growth where people feel caught between the two versions of themselves. They no longer fully relate to their old way of living, but they've not completely stepped into the new version of themselves yet either. I went through it during my spiritual awakening for a few years afterward until I found my spiritual circle and I had support. That in-between space can feel strange. You might feel misunderstood or question yourself, wonder if you're imagining things. People tend to think they're going crazy, or feel tempted to shrink yourself to make others feel comfortable again. Awakening asks people to stop abandoning themselves. I provided spiritual counseling for a man I'll call Harrison, who described his awakening period as feeling like his soul was waking up faster than his life could catch up. That is such an honest description, because sometimes the inner transformation happens long before the outer life rearranges itself. And during that process, angels often become a source of comfort and reassurance. People frequently report feeling supported during moments when they would normally feel completely alone. Some sense loving energy around them during grief. Others feel calm arrive suddenly in moments of panic. And some experience vivid dreams that leave them feeling deeply comforted. One woman wrote to me to say that she had woken up in the middle of the night during a period of severe anxiety. She suddenly felt warmth surrounding her, almost like invisible arms around her shoulders. The fear she'd been feeling for weeks instantly softened. She began crying, not from sadness, just from relief. She said, "For the first time in months, I felt safe." Experiences like these are difficult to measure scientifically, but emotionally, they can be life-changing. And I feel that's part of the point. Awakening with angels is not always about receiving dramatic proof. Often it's about slowly becoming aware of a loving presence woven throughout your life, a presence that encourages growth instead of fear, healing instead of avoidance, and compassion instead of shame. And something else begins happening too. People become more compassionate toward other human beings. When you awaken spiritually, you realize how many people are carrying invisible pain. You recognize that behind anger is often hurt, behind control is often fear, and behind emotional numbness can be exhaustion. Awakening softens judgment. It's not like you suddenly approve of harmful behavior, but because you begin seeing humanity differently, you realize every person you meet is fighting battles you cannot fully see. And strangely enough, this awareness often makes people stronger, not weaker, because true spiritual awakening isn't about escaping reality. It's about meeting reality with more wisdom, love, awareness, and courage. A lot of people think awakening means becoming detached from ordinary life, but many spiritually awakened people become more present than ever before. They notice sunsets more deeply. They listen more carefully. They become more grateful for simple moments and stop rushing through their lives quite so much. And perhaps most importantly, they stop waiting for permission to become who they were meant to be. The angels often guide people back toward themselves, back toward authenticity, purpose, healing, and love. Not perfect love, just human love. The kind that keeps showing up even after disappointment, that chooses hope again and continues growing. And once that awakening begins, many people realize there's no going back to unconscious living, because when your soul starts waking up, it keeps calling you forward. Remember that saying, you can't unring a bell? That applies here. We're going to take one more short break here, and then we'll be right back to talk about becoming a light in the world.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Angel Room. It's important to note that Awakening with Angels is not meant to pull you away from life. It's meant to help you live more consciously within the life you have. Sometimes people become so focused on signs, synchronicities, and spiritual experiences, they accidentally forget the deeper purpose of awakening altogether, and that is transformation. Angels do not simply want people searching endlessly for feathers, angel numbers, or mysterious experiences. Those things can be comforting and meaningful, but eventually the journey becomes less about seeking reassurance and more about becoming aligned, more peaceful, loving, authentic, courageous, and awake. Because one of the clearest signs of genuine spiritual awakening is not how many signs you see, it's how much love you bring into the world afterward. That's where the real transformation is visible. My client, I'll call her Mari, shared a story that beautifully captures this. After years of asking angels for help through depression and loneliness, she eventually realized something profound during meditation one morning. She said she suddenly understood that healing was not only about receiving light, it was also about becoming light for other people. And that realization changed the way Mari lived. She began volunteering at a hospice center. She started speaking more kindly to herself, giving herself more grace. She repaired relationships she once thought were beyond healing. She stopped chasing constant external validation and started living with more intention. Years later, Mari said something simple but very powerful. "The angels didn't just comfort me, they changed the way I move through the world." That's awakening. It changes how people treat strangers, how they handle conflict, how they love, how they listen, and how they show up during difficult times. Perhaps one of the most beautiful things about awakening is that it often makes people softer without making them weaker. We need this because the world sometimes teaches people that sensitivity is some sort of flaw. But spiritually awakened people often discover that sensitivity, when balanced with wisdom and boundaries, becomes one of their greatest strengths. Sensitive people notice suffering, beauty, emotional undercurrents that others miss, and they notice when someone needs compassion or when something feels spiritually unhealthy. And when they learn not to fear that sensitivity, it becomes a gift instead of a burden. Another important part of the awakening process is learning to trust guidance without becoming consumed by fear or obsession. Many people become anxious, constantly searching for signs because they're afraid of making mistakes. But angels are not trying to create fear or dependence. Healthy spiritual guidance brings clarity, peace, encouragement, and growth. It doesn't demand perfection. People often worry, what if I miss a sign? But real guidance tends to repeat itself gently when something truly matters to you. Life has a way of nudging people more than once. And sometimes the clearest guidance comes through ordinary common sense combined with intuition. You get a calm inner knowing, a repeated feeling, a sense of peace about a decision, a persistent awareness that something needs to change. Awakening teaches people to trust themselves again. I see this as one of the greatest gifts that angels offer. Not dependence on them, but trust in them. That includes trust in your intuition, growth, ability to heal, and trust that even difficult chapters can lead somewhere meaningful. The angels may guide the path, but you still have to walk it. And that's empowering, because awakening is not about giving your power away to unseen forces. It's about becoming more conscious, more loving, and more aligned with the deepest truth inside yourself. Many people spend years searching outside themselves for permission to become who they were meant to be. Awakening often ends that search. It's not like all uncertainty disappears, But because people begin realizing they do not have to wait until they're fearless, perfect, healed, or fully certain before they start living authentically, they simply need to begin listening to the quiet wisdom inside themselves, the moments that stir their soul, the guidance that keeps gently calling them forward towards growth, and perhaps most importantly, to the truth that they were never alone in the first place. Before we close, I want you to think about this. What if the small intuitive feelings you keep dismissing are actually invitations? What if your sensitivity is not weakness, but awareness? And what if your awakening has already begun? Sometimes it starts with one quiet moment where something inside you whispers, there's more to life than this. And maybe there is. I'm sure there is. Maybe angels have been speaking to you far longer than you realize, not to control your life or make you fearful, but to help guide you back to your own light. Here are some key points from today's episode. Awakening with angels often begins quietly through intuition, synchronicities, and inner knowing. Signs become meaningful when they create awareness, comfort, or transformation. Spiritual awakening increases sensitivity, emotional awareness, and authenticity. Awakening can change relationships, priorities, and life direction. Healing is often part of the awakening process. Angelic guidance usually feels supportive, peaceful, and growth-oriented rather than fearful. Awakening is less about becoming perfect and more about becoming aligned with your true self. Sensitivity becomes a spiritual gift when you balance it with wisdom and boundaries. The goal of awakening is not just receiving light, but becoming a source of light for others. The more you listen to your soul, the harder it becomes to live unconsciously. Thank you for spending this time with me in the Angel Room. Tune in next week when the topic will be why you're still triggered, the layered nature of deep healing. In the meantime, may your angels surround you. May your angels protect you every moment, every day of your life. I'll see you next week.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.